Welcome to the Heritage Glass Museum. This is a small, unassuming building. Your average passerby would probably think nothing of it. If that applies to you now, after this, it probably won't. I'm Darian.
And I'm Elizabeth. When we first visited this museum, we were inspired by it. It's hard to describe what first triggered our interest in it, but that interest has only been deepened since we've uncovered the museum's foundations of how it came to be and what, or rather who, keeps it up and running.
As film students, we've deviated from your typical mural. We created a video. To bring the charm of the museum to High Street's passerbys, we propose a sign between the Heritage Glass Museum and the fire department, standing right next to the sidewalk. Our sign will read, "Take a moment and watch this," right above a QR code that can be scanned to open the link to our video. For those who can't scan the code on their phone, the link itself will also be written.
Our video will feature interviews with Councilwoman and President of the Glassboro Historical Society, Danielle Spence, and Heritage Glass Museum volunteer and trustee, Rick Grenda. They briefly discuss the founding of Glassboro after Solomon Stenger bought 200 acres of land and began a glassmaking company. We hear about the original use of the building that is now the museum and how it came into the hands of the South Jersey Bottle Club.
The Heritage Glass Museum serves as a home to centuries worth of Glassboro history. The artifacts within are a testament to the glassmaking culture that developed this town's economy. When you have the chance, step inside and be enchanted.